This is a special edition of Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shand on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shand.
And we are very proud to welcome to Nevada Newsmakers the Minority Leader of the United States Senate, Nevada's Senior Senator Harry Reid. Welcome to the program, Senator.
Welcome, Senator.
I wanted to ask you, this morning as we're taping the show, we've just heard of the bombings in London by a group that is connected to Al-Qaeda. Can you give us the latest as you know it?
Well, I just received a phone call half hour ago from Michael Chertoff, who's the Secretary of Homeland Security. We visited for a while. We really don't know who did it. It appears it's Islamic radicals. They're claiming responsibility on the website, blaming it on Afghanistan, Iraq. We just don't know. But it's well coordinated. Lots of people hurt, quite a few killed. And you have to, your heart has to go out to the people of Great Britain who, in the past, have experienced so much tragedy and with terror as a result of the Northern Ireland situation. So it's a sad commentary on what our modern world's about, but we're dealing with a bunch of very evil people.
Have we ramped up security in this country? I noticed at San Francisco Airport.
Chertoff just indicated that he was going to do that, and I think as we speak, he's making presentation doing just that.
Okay, let's take a break, and then we come back, and we have lots more with Minority Leader right here on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Peppermill family of casinos.
High-tech companies demand perfect world amenities. They require clean, reliable power, state-of-the-art fiber optic communications, and clean water sources. In a perfect world, companies would have immediate access to rail and interstate freeways. There would be four-lane expressways that shorten shipping times and provide convenient commute routes for valued employees. Well, the future is now, and it's here. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
When making your decision as where to play golf, consider the resort at Red Hawk. You know you have made the right choice the moment you arrive. The friendly staff welcomes you to our award-winning pro shop. You know you've made the right decision on the first tee. The lakes course is in the best condition in years. You know you've made the right choice after you've played 18 holes. The resort at Red Hawk, the right choice.
Nevada Newsmakers is sponsored in part by the Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
I tell you, John, this industry has really changed.
Tell me about it.
You seemed to do pretty well last year. What's your secret?
No secrets. Although I'll tell you something. The smartest thing I did was sign up with Pro Group Management.
Really? They do workers' comp, right?
Yeah, their services are great. Hmm. And get this, they saved me 30%. I've heard they saved others 50%.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Finally, workers' comp that works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shand.
And with us is United States Senator Harry Reid.
Senator, yesterday when we spoke about that you apologized to President Bush for calling him a loser before a group of school children in Las Vegas. But you said he wasn't a loser, but he's still a liar. Could you explain that to our audience?
I was speaking to a high school government class, and I thought that I went a little too far in calling him a loser. So I immediately called him and Karl Rove and apologized within a few minutes, and they were gracious. The president was very nice about my comment. You have to go back to the nuclear waste battle that we've been having for so many years.
To talk about his mistruths that he's told
you. Yes, sir. 4 years ago, when he was running for president, 5 years ago now, he realized he was in trouble. Gore was ahead in Nevada, and it was on the nuclear waste issue. So he came on, and they ran ads, and he issued statements. He never showed up, but he never came to the state. But he said that he would only allow nuclear waste to come here with, and there's a little short pause there, with good science. Well, I accept that. But he didn't wait for good science. We begged him. There were more than 200 reports out, scientific reports that had not been completed. We said, wait. And within literal weeks of his becoming president, he jammed it through. And I said there that he misled the people of the state of Nevada, didn't tell us the truth, and that he lied to us. You go forward four years or so, when we were in what I think was the most significant battle I've been in since I've been in government, and that is the constitutional battle regarding judges and the nuclear option. In a breakfast meeting I had with him, I said, I think you should get involved in this. You could alleviate some of the fears that people have. It's an issue we should take away from the American public and get past it. He said, I'm not going to get involved in it. It's the Senate's problem, not mine. Well, within days, he had the Vice President giving a speech, Karl Rove giving a speech, and he giving a speech on the merits of the nuclear option. He, with the four other leaders of this Congress, didn't tell me the truth. And I called him what I thought it. I said he misled me, and I thought he lied about it. I don't apologize for that. I don't apologize for calling Greenspan, the federal
Reserve Chairman,
a political hack, because he is. He's just like J. Edgar Hoover. Whoever is in the administration, he kowtows to them. He is not somebody that's been good for this country. I don't care what anyone says. And as far as I'm concerned, I know what a political hack is, and he fits that to a T. I've not voted for him. I think he's bad for the country. And if I were asked the same question, I'd give the same answer.
Very interesting. Let's move to the Supreme Court. You recommended to the president three members of the Senate, one from Florida, one from Ohio, and one from Idaho, as people that would be acceptable to you. Why do you want to see a senator rather than somebody coming up through the judicial branch?
14 times in the history of this country, presidents have chosen United States senators, and they've turned out, with no exception, to be very, very good justices. On eight occasions, presidents have chosen retired senators. They've turned out fine. I had lunch with members of the Supreme Court just a few days ago, and they said they thought it would be a good idea to bring someone on the court who had no judicial experience. That's not me. That is a member of the members of the Supreme Court. Now, the people that I mentioned, for example,
Martinez, Mike DeWine, yeah, and Mike Crapo of Idaho.
And it seems to me they fit the bill perfectly.
It almost seems like Sandra Day O'Connor has joined the Democratic Party with all the praise that she's been given, and the response from the Democrats that they would like to see somebody of her mold to the Supreme Court.
Sandra Day O'Connor is an interesting woman. She was a state legislator. She was a good lawyer. Stanford, she graduated second or third in her class, even though there weren't many women at the time. She had trouble getting a job. She understands what the world's all about. And on the court, she was not an ideologue. She did something that I think judges should do, follow the law. She believed in precedent. I thought she did an excellent job. She was a swing vote on many different issues. She didn't always vote the way that I would have, but she's there, and I've gotten to know her over the years. She's a Westerner. She has kind of that Western spirit. I liked her a lot.
Would you support Alberto Gonzalez?
Well, his qualifications look pretty good. He's been a Texas Supreme Court justice. He's been counsel to the president. He's been attorney general. there were 36 votes against him for attorney general, the second highest negative vote ever in the history of attorney generals. So he's qualified. I think that we would take a real close look at him. We would have to go through the hearing process. But at this stage, I'm not turned off, so to speak.
Senator, yesterday you were talking about how sad you felt about the demise of the Las Vegas Sun, and that Las Vegas newspaper readers will be left with one morning newspaper now that the Afternoon Sun is being rolled into the Review Journal. And you also called the Review Journal editorials bizarre. If you could maybe expand on that.
Well, I've done that when all the people have been gathered from the Review Journal. I think they do a tremendous job with their news gathering. I think their editorial policy is bizarre. Perfect word. I'm glad I should have described it that way before. Not conservative, not liberal, bizarre, off the wall.
Well, they would call it libertarian.
Well, I don't know what they call it, but most people think it's just foolishness. And I don't know of anyone that reads a Review Journal that doesn't kind of smirk after reading the editorials. So I'm happy to see the Sun with some progressive ideas as a counterbalance to the laughable editorial policy at the Review Journal.
Well, I would respectfully disagree with you on that. I think a lot of people look at them, at their editorials, and maybe at times they go over the top, but they're always looking at fiscal conservancy.
And well, they
that's
really go over the top.
That's their primary thing, and they're very bold in their editorials, but I respect your opinion, Senator, obviously. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on the Newsmakers after this.
Videotape copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The tapes are $20 each, including shipping.
My family started this business 27 years ago.
We work hard to serve our customers and our community.
But it's getting harder and harder to keep the doors open.
For example, our workers' comp is going through the roof.
Isn't anyone on my side anymore?
The Retail Association of Nevada is. If you're a small business owner, we can cut your workers' comp by up to 50%. Lobby for your interests and keep you informed. Put us to work today.
Many of the materials we rely on every day come from the ground, and modern mining technology brings them to us cleaner and safer than ever before. To learn more about America's natural resources, visit NMA.org, the National Mining Association.
If it's fun, it's here at the Peppermill, the $100,000 video themed slot celebration, with more winners each week, 100 random winners every Monday and Wednesday, and more cash prizes, $6,000 random drawings every Friday, plus chances to win up to $1,000 in free slot play on Mr. Money's Challenge. You'll have more fun with the Peppermill's video themed slot celebration, now worth over $100,000.
The slots that rock are at the Peppermill. Where are you winning?
Your best value in sight is here for you to see. From frames to lenses to eye exams, you're covered A to Z. Davis Optical, your best value in sight.
Davis Optical Centers, with two locations in Reno and Sparks.
Davis Optical, your best value in sight.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back to our conversation with Minority Leader of the United States Senate, Harry Reid. You recently were talking about the president and his speech on Iraq, and you said that he needs to alter his course to speak openly and honestly about the difficulties ahead. What should he say and do?
I think that the president needs to be more than cheerleader for what's going on in Iraq. You know, I support the troops there. I've done everything I can legislatively to make sure they have the best equipment and they're paid well. But that's we need more than that from the president. What we need from the president is some benchmarks. What does he expect from the Iraqis and his own troops on the ground to give us a way of getting out of there? See, I don't think we can just cut and run. I think it would be so bad. No matter how you feel about the war, we're there now, and we have to be able to complete our mission. We have to have stability in that country, and we don't have it yet. And the president has to give us some benchmarks that we can work toward. He has not done that. I don't know why. Rumsfeld has been really bad in that regard. Appear on television and say that our insurrection is going to go for 12 years. What assurance does that give the American people that this thing's going to be over soon? We're spending $2 billion a week there. We've lost almost 2,000 men and women. 15,000 injured, half of them very, very seriously injured. So we need the president to give us an outline of what he expects.
Well, there was a suggestion last week that that the Democrats, and of course you're leading the Democrats, should actually, in a way, be the shadow government and actually come out and say what you would do in this circumstance. Give the president suggestions and the country of what you would do, because to an extent, in the last election, people just didn't really understand what Democrats stand for, and perhaps in all issues, but especially this one, you should be saying, this is what we should be doing.
Sam, you have to be very, very careful. We have a commander-in-chief. We don't want in any way to undercut him. It's his responsibility to run that war. And we don't want him saying, well, I would have done this but for the Democrats. We have been very, very consistent, saying what you need in the way of money, we will provide that. What you need in the way of moral support, we will give you that. But you are the commander-in-chief. And I think that for people who are setting arbitrary deadlines do the country a disservice. I don't think we should have arbitrary deadlines. I disagreed with those when Clinton was president. I disagree with them that Bush is president.
Senator, looking to the 2008 presidential election, you said that Hillary Clinton, the former First Lady, Senator from New York, is now probably the front runner for the Democrats, but perhaps is not the best candidate that you can come up with.
Ray, here's how I feel about this. I think she is the person to beat. Now, I personally am not going to judge whether or not she's the best candidate or not. She's a friend of mine. I think the world of her. She's a brilliant woman. She is one of the best legislators I've ever dealt with. Mm-hmm. She's the New York delegation, her and Schumer, they show you how smart they are. Chuck Schumer got a perfect score in the SAT and a perfect score in the LSAT. For those people out here who have taken those tests, that's some task, some chore. Rarely does it happen. It happened twice, and she's just as smart as he is. So I'm not saying that she isn't the best candidate. I'm saying that some have said that she's not the best candidate. We'll have to wait and see how this shakes out.
Do you think she might be too polarizing of a personality to win the election?
That's what they've said about her always. They said, how could somebody from Arkansas move to New York and within months be running for the United States Senate? She did it. She won. She had everything against her, including her husband, who didn't have the best reputation in the world at that time. She overcame it all. She's always... people can't undersell this woman. She is really good.
Let me change topics on you, Senator. Yesterday, Judith Miller of the New York Times was put in jail because she refused to reveal confidential sources for a story that she didn't write concerning the outing of CIA operative Valerie Plame. 49 states, including Nevada, have a shield law for reporters. Isn't it about time that we had a shield law that is a federal shield law? And doesn't it need to have the kind of speed that the Terry Schiavo case took with Congress to get Judith Miller out of jail?
Well, Sam, I know how journalists feel so personally involved, as they should. This is a situation that involves the security of this country. What we have here is someone within the administration leaked to reporters a agent's name. What does that mean? A spy. One of our spies, they leaked that name. And this person, not only her cover is blown, but as a result of that, people she had contacts with, both foreign and domestic, were subject to being killed. So, I believe in protecting sources. I'm the one that introduced the law in the state of Nevada. As we learned yesterday, I was the attorney for the Sun newspaper, and I was asked by the owners of that newspaper to introduce a law dealing with libel and slander, and I did that with defamation. So I believe in protecting journalists. But we should not rush into this. We should have congressional hearings and find out if this shield law should protect people who have divulged information that causes our intelligence officers to be killed.
But we're not talking about protecting the people who divulge the information. We're talking about protecting journalists and their ability to report on stories. If we didn't have confidential sources, half the news would never come out of Washington.
Well, maybe we'd be better off with some of the news not coming out of Washington.
I do not believe
that people who divulge information that is illegal should be protected. But now, I'm all in favor of confidential sources. And I know that people have trouble writing stories based on non-confidential sources. But as I'm saying, there may be a place in this in law, but I'm not, here on this program, going to say, I agree 100%. I want to sit down and learn what the facts are and whether or not we should have a law like this.
But she's going to be in jail for 2 months because that's the length of this grand jury. Wouldn't it be possible to do something to get her out of jail so that we can have this debate as to whether we need a federal shield law? And I believe we do. 49 states out of 50 already have one.
Well, Sam, I feel sorry for this woman. You know, the Time magazine reporter, he's coming clean with whatever information
well,
he has.
Well, that's because Time gave up all of his notes.
Whatever reason, I don't know what went on, he's given up his notes. And the law is the law. I'm willing to take a look at changing it, but I'm not going to rush. You know, when we get back, we're going to deal with stem cell. We're going to trade to China all of our appropriation bills. We have to do an authorization bill for the defense of this country we haven't done, and I'm not willing to stick that in front of that.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers with Senator Harry Reid.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
For more than a decade, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has been helping the community embrace conservation as a way of life. That includes replacing more than 50 million square feet of grass with water-smart landscaping. During the worst drought on record, watering restrictions and tough landscaping codes have reduced the community's water use by billions of gallons, even as thousands of new residents were moving into Nevada. That's smart water management, and that's our promise to Nevada.
When making your decision as where to play golf, consider the resort at Red Hawk. You know you have made the right choice the moment you arrive. The friendly staff welcomes you to our award-winning pro shop. You know you've made the right decision on the first tee. The lakes course is in the best condition in years. You know you've made the right choice after you've played 18 holes. The resort at Red Hawk, the right choice.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And we continue our conversation with the Minority Leader of the United States Senate, Senator Harry Reid.
Senator, you told a group of employees at the Reno Gazette-Journal yesterday that when you go back to Washington, the Senate is going to push through a stem cell research bill, and to hell with a veto by the president, that's going to get pushed into law. Is that, do I have that correct?
Well, I don't know if we can push it in law. We're going to pass by a good margin stem cell research. It was done in the House. We're going to do it in the Senate. It's so important to give people hope for some of these dread diseases that we have facing us, not the least of which is diabetes, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. And I think the president hopefully will be brought to us, brought to the realization that this is good. We have states. The state of California has already, by a vote of the people, approved $300 million to do stem cell research in the state of California. We shouldn't be doing this state by state. There should be a national research and development program, and our country should lead the way. We shouldn't be dependent on Great Britain or Denmark or other countries for this. We should be doing it ourselves.
Has Nancy Reagan been effective in turning Republican senators towards this cause?
She has been a big help. Her health doesn't permit her to do as much as I'm sure she would like to do. But she realizes, having spent those many years with her husband, who was so sick, that this is the hope of the future.
There's a Senate energy bill that's now gone to conference committee that contains language, I understand, that would negate the Enron contracts with Nevada Power, which means that they wouldn't owe the $330 million. What are the chances of that surviving the conference committee?
I think pretty good. Bingaman and
Domenici. By the way, Walt Higgins just broke
into
applause right there.
Bingaman, Domenici. I would like to take full credit for this, but Senator Ensign worked very hard on this. He's on the committee. We also have a real ally and a senator from Washington, Maria Cantwell. They did work so hard on this.
Well, they had also been struck so hard.
That's right. So I feel pretty comfortable that we're going to be able to hang on to that in conference. Fairness, you know, justifies that.
Senator, you also said that you expect President Bush to give John Bolton a recess appointment as the ambassador to the UN. If he goes to the UN, especially with his lack of style, with no Senate appointment, what does that do to our UN ambassador?
Well, your viewers should understand it. Here's a man who we did not approve. He was held up, and we didn't have a vote on him. He was held up by virtue of they were unable to invoke cloture. Why? Keep in mind Negroponte, who was ambassador of the United Nations, and, of course, Jack Danforth, who was ambassador of the United Nations. We approved them unanimously. Mm-hmm. We think they were great. So we're not opposed to having people go to the United Nations that's selected by President Bush. We've proven that. But this guy he chases people down halls, throwing papers at them. He lies to people about their loyalty to this country, tries to affect them with their jobs. He is, we're trying to get information as to how many people he requested to find out what they were doing.
Spying
with
on them.
Yeah, like for spying on them and getting information from our spies about our spies. I just think he's the wrong guy for the job, and sending him to the United Nations, he can't get approved by the Senate. Doesn't give him much stature, I wouldn't think.
With a gang of 14 taking the nuclear option off the table in the Senate, did John McCain become the de facto leader of the Republicans in the Senate?
Well, John McCain is a lot of things, but he's not the leader of the Republicans.
He sure seems like it, though.
Now, John is more of a friend of the Democrats. I think he gets under the skin of the Republicans. I have great admiration and respect for John McCain. He is truly an independent person. He's not always on my side, but I respect him a great deal. He and I have, we came to the House together. Because the state of Arizona has more people in it than Nevada, he's one ahead of me in seniority. But he's not the leader of the Republicans. That gang of 14 are the Democrats. They had my support, and I helped them all the way and helped choreograph what happened with Democrats, but not with the Republicans. Every one of those seven are people, I believe, of courage and strength. They could see that the country was on the brink of changing forever, and they stopped that. And McCain was there from the beginning. He was the first one that came to me and talked to me about some ideas he had how we could prevent this.
Will he be with you, and will they be with you during the Supreme Court nominations?
Well, I think whoever the president selects, I think the Republicans will go for, unless it's somebody that's off the wall. I don't think there's any danger of those seven not supporting the presidential pick.
Senator, Reno Mayor Bob Cashel is contemplating a move to run for governor of Nevada. He ran Republicans for Harry Reid in your last campaign. Do you think by crossing over party lines like that, supporting a Democrat, that would hurt him in a Republican primary?
I have about 20 seconds.
I don't think so. I think people know Bob Cashel. He's an independent guy, always has been. Everyone knows he's been my friend for 35 years. I care a great deal about him. He cares about me. Friendship is more important to politics. That's the way it should be.
Okay. And we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Peppermill family of casinos.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, water resources come from fresh, clean groundwater, approved by state permits. The water is pumped from wells to million-gallon storage tanks and then distributed to TRI companies. Another amenity is our investment in a state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant. This disposal system converts waste to clean water for industrial applications. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beers, and martinis, it's Sully's Sports Bar, Grill, and Nightclub. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun. South Virginia and Amati Ranch Parkway.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we just want to say thank you to United States Senator Harry Reid for being here. Ray, just cannot stop asking questions. Always a pleasure to have you here, Senator.
Thanks so much.
And we'll be right back next week with lots more great shows here on Nevada Newsmakers. Join us then.